And recording. This is Taiwan Special, episode 3 of the week, Friday. I do believe this will air or will cast on December 2nd. All right, I got my little list here. You know, I'm going to say this quick, and then I'm going to get into Israel. Social media. The social media monopoly dealio. What was it? Was it Larry Arne was talking about this? Larry Arne, what an idiot. He wanted, assuming it was Larry Arne. I want to think it was, what was this though about one, everybody gets only one social media account? What the heck was that? Now, he's got a point about being able to transfer your social media account to others, you know, but only one. See, that, you know, again, this is an idiot that doesn't understand technology and competition. I should be allowed to have a social media account on Facebook and Google. But if I want to take my Facebook stuff and exit it and dump that in, combine it with the stuff on Google, that would make sense. But only one? That needs serious clarification. If it's been snippeted out of context, all right, great, that's good. But as quoted, that's not good there. Again, these laws can't be written by the people who learned to use a mouse after their children did. These types of laws must not be discussed by senators or discussed by a committee that has any senator or congressman sitting on it who learned to use a mouse after his children did. These laws should only be, these internet regulatory laws should only be discussed by parents who taught their children how to use a mouse. And I mean that really. That should be the test of whether you can serve on those committees. Congressmen want to vote? Fine. But the discussion needs to be limited to that. And furthermore, once the bill goes to the floor for discussion, if a senator or a congressman did not teach his children how to use a mouse, literally, like that question, the mouse. If his children taught him how to use the mouse or they learned before him, he should state that on the floor. My children taught me to use a mouse, or I taught my children to use a mouse. That's how the discussion should begin on the floor when discussing these bills. Because we cannot have technology laws written by people that don't know anything about technology or that learned too late in the game. They're welcome to get on board, listen to other people, and participate. They're welcome. We've all got to be welcome. We got to have grandfather clauses. I welcome that. But the actual deliberation in the adults in the room need to be the technology kids that know what's going on with this kind of stuff. You know, I was talking to Zach. He said, Jesse, you sound like an old guy. You darn burn kids. And I'm like, I'm not complaining about the kids. I'm complaining about the old guys. He's dad burn old guys. I don't know how to do anything. Okay. You know what one solution was? And again, this goes back to needing to have the tech guys involved in stuff. Hello, I know tech. I'm a programmer. I talked about that in the podcast this week. The podcast weekly. Have you ever heard of a thing called OpenID? Ah, yeah. You know, Google and Facebook, or I don't know if Facebook did or not, but I do believe Google was doing it for a time. They were supplying OpenID. OpenID was a way, it was a login. You know how you can log in with Facebook or log in with Google? Well, you could log in with OpenID. You'd get to have an OpenID thing here. You put in the web address for your OpenID. You're logged in there. You log into everything else. OpenID login. It was, you didn't have to put in your password. You were logged in on this site. So you click approve there to log into others. OpenID is what it was called. Google would not allow people to log in using OpenID, logging into Google. Now, they would let Google supply an OpenID for other places, but not to log into Google. That right there. Now, maybe you need to approve your Google account when you're creating it with other extra passwords or with other verifications. Maybe you could log in with OpenID and still have two-step verification with Google. That makes sense. Okay, I'm with that. But as far as the login part, where you put in your username and your password, The law would be that they should allow an open ID for that, or they should allow other login platforms such as OpenID, and that OpenID would fulfill that requirement. Certainly, they should write that in the law, but it could use others. It could use others. Maybe it should use multiple, a plurality of open source driven login, OpenID type of things, like OpenID. It's called OpenID. They never did that. Facebook wouldn't allow it, you know, for login anyway. OpenID. How come nobody mentioned it? You want to solve the social media problem? Bring up OpenID. That was years ago. I hadn't heard about OpenID for like 5 years. It's a shame. It's a shame. We need to get back to OpenID making that work. I think I'm going to be adding that. When I do my login stuff, when I write my websites, as long as it's secure, I would allow OpenID, and I would also find a way to supply and host your own OpenID. That's very important. Okay, media. Now, state government support for Israel. What's the deal with this? All right, I've, as an American who's lived overseas in Asia for 10 years, I have something to say about this. I finally figured out what the test would be to decide who is violent and who's not. You know where this is going. Whether we're talking airport security, whether we're talking allowing immigrants, or whether we're talking about Peace-lam or Chris-lam. You know, these are Muslim Christians, you know that thing? Oh dear, look it up, Chris-lam. Look, if you have people that grew up and were brainwashed to think that you can't possibly be a good person unless you're Muslim, just like Dennis Prager was brainwashed as a kid to think you can't be a good person unless you're a liberal, which is why as a Christian, he still calls himself a liberal. A Christian conservative, he still calls himself a liberal. All right, if they've been brainwashed to think that the term Muslim is coterminous with good person, fine. We've all got our brainwashing. We're not going to get unbrainwashed before we die. I get that. Okay, all right. But the test, the real test, there's a lot of you know, Christian leaders and teachers are trying to figure out, well, what you can't know. Jesus is God and Muslim teaches that he's not. So how can you be a Muslim and a Christian? They contradict. Well, they're Muslim, like Messianic Jews. These are Messianic Muslims. Like, they do believe that Jesus is God. Oh, but no, they're not really Muslim anymore. Well, they say, okay, well, how do you know? Look, you got some people, you can't call yourself Muslim. Like, well, the Bible doesn't say that. Bible says you can't call yourself Muslim. They think being Muslim is a matter of ethnicity a lot of times. So you're born Muslim genetically a lot. Like, you know, people from India are often called Hindus, not religiously, but ethnically, like the name of their ethnic group. A lot, it's referred to it this way anyway. I'm not sure that that's technical or correct or proper, but a lot of people do this. So what is the test? Israel. You know, I was over here in Asia, talking to the Muslims in Asia. Well, I was listening to them. I'll listen to them again. I'll be friendly. I was over here talking with them and listening to them ramble on about how bad and horrible and evil Israel is. Rambling on about how bad and horrible and evil Israel is. I said, what do you mean, why? They said, well, we believe the Palestinians are our brothers, and we believe that they came from Esau, and that Esau deserves that land, that Jacob won it by trickery. Well, actually, the Bible, Genesis very clearly says that the Palestinians, the Philistines, where it came from some other place. Okay, maybe they're arguing the Palestinians aren't the Philistines. Maybe the Palestinians are Edom, the nation of Edom. I don't know. Fine. Let's accept the premise. I said, let me get this straight. You believe that Esau are your brothers, and therefore you have to care for them, but you don't want Jacob, Israel, to have a place to live, only Esau. How's that caring for someone as being about caring for brothers? They're like, in fact, they roll their eyes and look at me the same way when I say to people that live off of public funding, money doesn't fall from trees forever, and the coffers aren't always going to be there. Margaret Thatcher said that the trouble with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money, and you can't just have whatever random policies you want in government and have tax dollars keep coming in. Look at North Korea and every other communist state. It don't work that way. You've got to have laws that allow an economy to grow. It's not always going to be there. America's not always going to be the biggest. Rome wasn't. Greece wasn't. England wasn't. Babylon, Persia, they weren't. Every great empire falls. Nothing is forever except God himself. And I say this to these public funding people who don't like Trump. Oh, come on. Oh, there you go. Oh, there you are. Oh, come on. And that's exactly the reaction. It's like this AI takes over their body and that they've been infected with the same mental virus. It's like spooky. How are you acting? You don't even speak good English, but you're using exactly the same facials as some guy that I knew in Indiana, you know, or, you know, in Illinois or Chicago, you know, wherever. Some guy I knew back in America has the same role. Oh, come on. No, it's not going to be. It's not going to. What are you? That's what I get. Let me get, you know, you're saying that Esau, your brothers, and that's the Palestinians. So therefore, the Palestinians should live in the land there you call Palestine. But forget the Jews, Esau's brother Jacob, Israel. Forget them. But this is about family. But forget family. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. There we have the proof that this really is about outright spite for a people group. I have no problem with any Muslims that are not anti-Semitic. And the test of anti-Semitism today, there's a litmus test to find out if someone's anti-Semitic. And that is, do the descendants of Jacob today deserve to be on a piece of dirt? Everybody gets a piece of dirt. Even homeless people occupy a piece of dirt. Let them go back to whatever country they were in before. Okay, so that's kind of like send the slaves back to Africa. What? There's nothing to go back to. Besides, you want to talk about going back to? Israel were the ones that went into Palestine and kicked out the Canaanites in the first place and made it habitable by the other people that want to live there now. They were the ones that went in and cleaned out the people that were burning their children alive. They were the ones that went in there and got rid of all the human sacrifices, went in and got people drinking blood and stuff. I mean, it was disgusting in that land before Joshua walked across the Jordan River. It was gross and terrible. Unimaginable. And the Israelites went in and cleaned that place up, but they don't get a home to live in. But the Palestinians who claim that they're Esau's descendants do, and you're going to evict the people that cleaned it up for you, even though they're your brothers, even though you're saying you got to protect Esau and the Palestinians because they're your brothers. Bull nonsense. Yes, I think that people who work for the government in America should agree. It's a nation under God, and that nation is the God of Israel, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we should agree that Israel gets to have a state in a historically relevant land. Now, if you want to believe that the Palestinians do also, that's fine, and Israel's fine with that. Israel would be fine to let the Palestinians come in and live peacefully among them. The question is, are the Palestinians? Now, you've got a lot of overreact. There's a lot of bad stuff. Israel can be really mean and difficult to get along with. Don't get me wrong. They can be. I mean, everybody can be, but Israel really can be. But that's no excuse to be anti-Semitic just because people are people. Israel needs to keep a state. And I think that it is a test of whether someone has genocidal thoughts lingering in the back mind of whether Israel should have a state and a place. Yeah. Yeah, I think that that much would be okay with me. Happy New Year. See you next week.